keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
Welcome to my breakdown.
It seems to me, I hope I didn't scare you. I've been giving this some thought and just wrote a column about this. It seems to me that if the Democrats, the anti-gun Democrats, right? If they wanted to pursue gun control, wouldn't it be a good idea just to keep still? Wouldn't it be, because every time like when they had their temper tantrum and sat down and had their sit-in, the Democrats, the anti-gun Democrats and so forth, you know what happens? Gun sales go through the roof. Every time they start threatening gun control of any kind, gun sales go, it's a cause and effect relationship because gun sales go through the roof. Wouldn't you think maybe they would figure out just to keep still? But they don't. Barack Obama, the greatest gun salesman of all time. Hillary Clinton, she's not too bad either. She can sell a lot of guns as well. Our next guest, Larry Pratt, political analyst and executive director of Gun Owners of America. Larry, welcome to the program.
Steve, thanks so much for having me. It's good to be with you. And maybe in partial answer to your question, it's not that they don't maybe have some perception that they're running their mouth about gun control does exactly what you're saying, and it does drive up sales, but they can't help themselves because I think by their lights, the only opportunity they may have to convince us dummies in the rest of the population that we need them to control our guns is when something terrible happens, such as did down in Orlando. And then they pounce. It's like buzzards circling carrion.
I get that, Larry, but my God, it's cause and effect. Barack Obama, by far, has been the greatest gun salesman in the history of the world. No question. So my point being this.
And he's doing it
if they want gun control, hold on. If they want gun control and they expect at some point they're going to come try to take the guns away from us, wouldn't it do them better just to keep still? Because now they've got to try to round up millions and millions more because every time they talk about gun control, we buy millions and millions more, making their job that much more difficult. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, that is a good point. And I think even on the firearm that was used in the recent shooting down in Orlando, which was actually a jihad, okay, let's use the right words. But that firearm, which they called an AR-15, it was similar to an AR-15.
But it
wasn't.
But
probably all it did was to drive up sales of AR-15s. Because they, as you say, they start talking about, well, that needs to be banned. And a lot of Americans say, oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to go get one now.
Well, exactly. And that's exactly what happened. So if your end goal is gun control, if your end goal is to eliminate the private ownership of firearms, which, make no mistake, that is the end goal. It's not just about AR-15s and so-called assault rifles or whatever and handguns that can hold too many rounds. It's about all guns. True liberals want all your guns. They don't believe that any, which is weird, because true liberals are supposed to be. Remember when they said fear, question authority, fear the government. Now the liberals are all about embrace the government and let your fellow citizens be in fear. It's a bizarre world in which.
Well, the reason they've changed that line, I think, is because when they were first talking about question authority, it's because they were not in power. Now they're in power. What are you doing questioning authority? Are you some kind of a militia nut?
Yeah. Well, here's the other funny thing. They say we police officers are bad. We want less of this and less of that. And then they demand they want more government. Do they not realize the police officers are agents of the government? If you want more government, you get more of this and more of what you say you detest. I mean, the conflict of logic here and every step is just, it's dumbfounding.
Well, a lot of it is emotionally driven thinking rather than the effort that I think a lot of the rest of us make, which is to try to logic sequentially. We'll fail from time to time, and that's why we have discussions and arguments. But at least the effort is to root ourselves in basic principles and in the facts. Their thinking, certainly in the area of gun control, is I don't feel safe if I think the average citizen is walking around with a gun. And
but at the same time, hold on, Larry. At the same time, they tell us to fear the police.
Exactly.
You know, come on.
And they overlook the fact that where people are most able to have access untrammeled without regulation and impediment by law to get guns and to carry them, like in 12 states now, you can carry a concealed firearm with no permit whatsoever. Those are states where their murder rates, their violent crime rates are low and going lower.
And you mean like Vermont?
Like Vermont, like Alaska, and so forth. And the gun control havens like San Francisco, New York, Chicago, they have a terrible crime problem. And it doesn't seem to connect, because that to connect would mean you'd say, fewer guns, more crime. Maybe we better reexamine that fewer guns business. No. They feel better without the guns. And the fact that the crime rates are increasing in those areas is not something that their feelings are going to let them go to.
Nah, that's right. Larry Pratt with us, the Executive Director of Gun Owners of America. Yeah, your advice on the 4th of July this year is maybe you should buy a gun before they're not available anymore. I'll give you 30 seconds for the last word.
Well, I think the American people have been acting on the assumption, the conclusion, that they are better off with firearms. They don't trust the liberals in the government. The liberals might succeed in getting a ban of smaller or lesser degree, greater degree, and so people are buying, and they have produced an 8-year bull market for the firearms industry. Under Obama, many businesses have had trouble, not the firearms industry.
All right. Larry Pratt, always a good conversation. Thanks for stopping in, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Larry Pratt, everybody, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, 888-900-9966. We'll get your calls in before we finish things up for the day. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.